And so today I would love to go again into like a guided contemplative place or journey, and explore like the power of our heart. On the one hand, the integration power, many qualities in us and between inside and outside, but also the listening. Because deepening my awareness of my heart, through my heart, or many people can, through their heart, go into a deeper inner place that becomes a little bit more spacious, more open, creates more space around my individuality or my personality, and it gives me access. It's like a beautiful access gate into my inner world, also in feeling my inner world. It's also the place where I can connect my mind, my thinking, with my emotions and my physical body. We call the three sync meditation. Maybe we can dive a little bit into our heart right now. And of course, it depends what's happening in our life, what our life triggers right now in us. Sometimes we feel very open. We feel my heart's very open. Sometimes I feel more protected or more stressed. And it gives us a sense of my heart's a bit more closed. And take a moment to just check in. Like, what's the, when you feel your heart space, you feel into your chest and your heart space. We're talking now about the energy center of the heart. And you just notice. Is it open, spacious, vast? Bit more tight, tense, protected. I feel stress in the heart or calmness. And it, every contemplation starts with like an embrace of what is. I can't just suppress what is and continue, because then it will keep me bound to the suppression, but I can connect and respect what I find, because whatever I find in myself needs to be respected, acknowledged. And as I acknowledge my current state, and I can again, maybe with some breath, support of my breath, drop a little bit deeper, as if my heart was a well and it has a dimension of depth. I can go deep into my heart space. Like going into a deep space. So the more superficial movements, then there is a deeper well. I want to connect to the depth of your heart, which is where your individual interior space and a more collective or world space communicate, like a membrane, individual heart, starts to communicate with the collective or universal heart. Individual intelligence meets universal intelligence. There are lines of a prayer. In the silence of my heart, I am. And in the stillness of my heart, I hear thy name. I begin to resonate with a much deeper or wider intelligence that resides in the silence, that resides in the well, deep down in the depths of my heart. As a highly intelligent presence. It goes beyond my personal experience. Is deeply grounded in being, and out of being becoming. If you want, you can, if you have time, you can again stay in this meditation. And if not, then to take a couple of deeper breaths and slowly come back or open your eyes. And in practicing that meditation more often, and also maybe during the day, keeping an awareness of the depth dimension of the heart. There's literally a depth. And often this shows up only when we practice it regularly. That depth is literally like a permeable membrane for my personal pulsing and my personal heart space kind of communicate and open up into a much more universal intelligence. By residing at that place, knowing insights, deeper understanding, deeper coherence can arise. And also it gives me, over time as I practice that, it gives me another capacity to listen. Listen to life, to listen to myself, to listen to others, and to listen to the amazing coherence or incoherence that we see every day unfolding around us. But both coherence and incoherence can find a home in the depth of our hearts. So it's a space that goes beyond separation. And there's a home for separation to melt. As I often say, the fruits of our practice sometimes not just immediate, but are growing over time, and we can harvest them. after some time we see that new capacities or functions or competencies arise out of that practice.